We are not in this race just because I'm a woman candidate. I feel that among the candidates standing in Zambia, they possess, I think, the opportunity to do much better than my colleagues. I think that for a long time in Zambia, the voters are saying that it's an opportune time for a female candidate.
People say there's too much interfighting instead of talking about the ordinary Zambians. What's good for the ordinary Zambians? What do you make of the political infighting?
There's a lot of intra-party fighting. The ruling party, they've been fighting and taking each other to court. The former ruling party, that is the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, the leaders in there have been fighting and taking each other to court. And that's the space that we come in to fill, because as a party ourselves, we are the most peaceful party and the most attractive.
Madam, you have just said that you are in this race not because you are a woman, but do you think it's time for a woman president in Zambia?
I am in this race because Zambia needs a leader. Yes, it helps if you're a woman, because as a woman, I possess abilities that my colleagues do not possess. I think that it helps to move the country forward from where we are. There's abject poverty. There's a lot of work that has to be done to rebuild the country. People have been living on broken promises, and this is the time when we should be moving the country forward and be able to look at how we can break the yoke of poverty that our people are engulfed in.
What would you do differently if you were elected?
I believe that we have to look at why our continent still continues to lag behind, and is lagged behind certainly because we are not looking at how we can create wealth at household level. We have systems of governance which are over-centralized, and that has to be broken. We have to decentralize. We have to engage the youth, engage the women in development, and that's the only time that Africa can move forward. So yes, there will be a difference in approach. The difference is that we have to concentrate on breaking the root cause of poverty, and that is corruption caused by over-centralized governance. And once that is broken, we can then begin to engage the back of the African people and the Zambian people in development.